IRS on the Road, value-based parenting and life balance ideas from world-traveling family coaches. Here's Richard and Linda Iyer.
Hello, and welcome back to IRS on the Road. And happy Thanksgiving. I hope that you all have had a great Thanksgiving week.
We're recording the day after Thanksgiving, and we've still got a little kind of a leftover. We had 42 or something.
31.
Oh, was that really all there was?
Well, 33.
It seemed like 40.
Well, there's more came at the end.
Wait, that was just our family, though, and then we had the refugees.
Yeah, anyway. No, that was all. Believe me. But then we had another 10 at the very end. So that's good. Anyway, but we didn't have to feed them. So that was nice.
We were here in Park City. It was beautiful yesterday. The snow, just enough snow for sledding. And tell a little about this wonderful refugee family that we had, honey.
Oh, my goodness. The beautiful Lopez family are living down in Provo, but there are eight of them, two grandparents, two parents, a couple of grandkids, and a couple of younger kids.
Recent refugees. From Guatemala.
One of the grandfather was shot by gangs through the neck and several other places in his body. And one of the sons, an 18-year-old, they also tried to get him and kill him. And so they were terrified, and they decided to give them refugee status. And so our kids in Provo, along with a team of people, it's amazing. This organization, which we've been working with for a long
welcome
time.
Welcome NST. A beautiful charitable organization that helps refugees relocate. And our son Noah and his wife Christy, even though they're up to their eyeballs and six children and a business they're starting,
and move,
all kinds of
house
things going
torn
on
apart,
yet they've found time to be the sponsors of this wonderful refugee family. And wow, did they make a difference in our Thanksgiving or what?
It is incredible what it requires to help these people. But Christy, our daughter-in-law, Noah's wife, managed to find him an Airbnb and somebody who'd also help refugees until they could find a house. They found a house, but now there's so many things they have to struggle with. But these people are the dearest, sweetest.
Just look
people.
At their faces. They're just so amazing.
The grandparents are 65 and 62.
Oh, they are? You found that
out? Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Maybe 64, 62.
But this grandma just clung on to Linda.
Oh, they have the most beautiful faces, and they're just so grateful. They're really amazing.
If you hear any noise in the background, ambiance, the laughter or screaming of children, it will be the leftover kids. Some of them didn't make it home last night, so they stayed over with us here. We're going to put a couple of them on the show in the second half, so get excited for that.
I'm sure.
But what I was going to say, Linda, about this refugee family being with us for Thanksgiving, it put a whole new dimension on gratitude. We went around the table and had everyone say just the two biggest blessings they'd had during the past year. And I'm not saying this judgmentally or critically in any way, but as we went around, you know, our grandkids are saying, well, I think my number one blessing is skiing. I just love skiing. And someone else said, well, I think my number one blessing is, you know, I just made a new friend. I mean, they were nice things. They were the typical sort of things you'd say. And then we come to these Guatemalans, and the sweet grandma says, well, I'm just grateful for my husband here sitting next to me who was shot through the neck and almost died, and he came through, and I'm thankful for freedom. For the first time in our life, we're in a place where we can actually go outside and not feel like we're in danger. And I mean, it's just the depth of the gratitude and the depth of these blessings. And that led to a discussion a little later in the evening. We had an earlier group that we meet with, a study group, where the topic was gratitude. And
this is a couple of days ago.
Yeah. Someone brought up a really interesting theory, which is totally counterintuitive. And you really have to think about it. But they said, you know, I hate to say it, but in my experience, Gratitude is inversely related to how many blessings someone has. In other words, the fewer things you have, the more needy you are, the more difficult your life. Like if you live in a developing country or in a country where terrorism and other things confront you, or if you're just poor, if you just plain don't have very much. He said, I know I'm generalizing, but it seems to me that the less you have, the more gratitude people feel. He's traveled a
Well,
lot
for little things
in
that
third
come
world
along, yeah.
company countries, and he's just like, somehow the more we have, the less grateful we are. It should be that the more we have, the more gratitude we have. But he says it's just the inverse, because the more we have, the more we tend to take things for granted and just sort of assume them. And we lose that edge of gratitude, which is always there with people who are needy or poor, or who appreciate inevitably the small blessings that they actually have.
I think you're right if you say it that way. I mean, we just take things for granted. I think that people are grateful. Sometimes they aren't. They just expect things. When you see the Christmas list of our grandkids next to the Christmas list of the Guatemalan family, it's going to be very different. In fact, they're working on a sub percenta. I don't know if you
Oh,
know that or not, but
yeah.
it is just so amazing that it's just so easy to take things for granted.
So we spent a lot of time late last night just thinking about how do we hone the skill of gratitude. Many of you know that, in fact, we talked about it a couple of weeks ago, that we've written a book on Thanksgiving and it's now turned into a thanks journal that really talks about, you know, if we just express our gratitude more often, if we just have a gratitude journal and record the things we're grateful for, or if we just try to find, you know, and the statement is made there, we mentioned this a couple of weeks ago, that gratitude is, it's even more than a path to happiness. It is happiness in its most obtainable form. I mean, you can't just get up in the morning and say, I'm going to be happy today. You can't always control that, but you can get up in the morning and say, I'm going to be grateful all day today and find things I'm grateful for and focus my mind on them. And that is a form of clear and real happiness. And so we just think it's an endlessly interesting subject,
Yeah, it is.
gratitude.
And also, you know, thinking of taking for granted, these people that came had never seen snow. And we just had a beautiful snowstorm the night before. And the delight that they had in seeing that and getting on a funny little styrofoam sleigh and going down our little street.
Oh, they wouldn't. They couldn't get
They
enough of
were
it.
so excited. And of course, the little kids were, but the adults were just thrilled. They had never seen snow.
I
And
wish this was, wish we had video besides audio today to show you the face of this little 8-year-old Samuel, who was riding down. We have a wonderful sledding hill right in front of our house, and he was just over and over riding down that. The delight on his face was palpable, and on the grandma's face, who came out there in her little slippers to watch these grandkids going down the hill. This grandparent couple, they're I'd say he's about 5'3" and she's about 5'2".
Yeah, they're really.
And they just have faces that show the hardships that they've lived through, but also the magic of, you know, being here. And they must have said thank you 20 times. What a thing to have Google Translate and put it on conversation and just talk to someone despite our terrible, woeful American tendency to not know other languages. You know, it was just so great. And this woman, Blanca, every response she had to me included Jesus. You know, oh,
they're so
we just
sweet.
love being here, and it's so kind of you, and thank you, and we love Jesus, and we feel Jesus in your home, and it was just really kind of beautiful.
They're lovely, but we do take gratitude for granted. Is that an appropriate way to say it? I mean, We do. No matter how grateful we are, we just aren't grateful enough. So,
That's our
enough of that.
challenge to ourselves and to you. Hone the skill. It is a that's the thing about gratitude and thanksgiving as a verb. You can, it's a skill we can obtain. Some people are naturally good at it. We were thinking about our own children the other day and our grandchildren. Some just have the gift of gratitude. They're just really grateful all the time, and they're the happiest kids. And but all of us, irrespective of how accustomed we've become to certain blessings and how accustomed and used to even just the basic conveniences and the basic necessities of life, and we just don't think about gratitude. But it is a skill that can be learned. You can practice it. It's like getting better at tennis or at playing the violin. You do it more. What was it that one of the presidents of our church, President Heber J. Grant, said, that which we persist in doing becomes easier. Not that the nature of the thing has changed, but that our power to do has increased. So you usually think of things like a skill, like playing an instrument or playing a sport or doing something, becoming a better writer or whatever, but apply it to gratitude. That which we persist in doing becomes easier, not only easier, but more profound, more beautiful, more capable, because we're doing it more. We're practicing gratitude. And I've made a pretty strong resolution. Linda's better at this than I am, but I'm writing in this gratitude journal every day for the rest of the year, and then I'm going to extend it through the year of 2025.
Okay, I'm going to be
I
checking
committed right here on the
on
radio, right here on the podcast.
you. You know, what's beautiful about Thanksgiving, though, is that it brings out the best in people everywhere, all across the country. And I love Thanksgiving because of that. There were so many beautiful tributes on the TV yesterday as we watched a little bit of the parade in Thanksgiving Day parade in New York City. And oh, there's so many beautiful things, but it's just people. Do gravitate to the finer things in life. It's really beautiful. This afternoon, we're going to Wicked, which is we have loved for a long, long time. We've seen it so many times here and there and in
Saw it first,
different
I
things.
think, on Broadway, but we've seen it probably 5 times on the stage. But to see it in with all of the
In
special
video.
effects.
But the wonderful thing is that the theaters are full. I mean, it just talks about the best things in life, about friendship, how important it is, how people make such a huge difference in our lives, even though they're different than we are. And they're talking about all these differences with getting together and realizing they love each other. I love this whole season when that's what we're talking about.
And you already know, who you listen often to Ayers on the Road, how annoyed we are that we are sort of skipping over from Halloween to Christmas, and we should never leave out this fabulous holiday, which really is the most family-oriented. I hope you've all had a good Thanksgiving. You'll hear this after Thanksgiving. I hope, excuse me, I hope yours has been good.
We
And
wish we could hear all your stories. It would be so fun to just sit by a fire and discuss Thanksgiving, but this
someone
is
brought
the
up
best thing.
last night that, it was, I arguably our two greatest presidents, certainly our two most famous. It was Washington that initially made the proclamation of a day of Thanksgiving, and then Lincoln, Abraham Lincoln, doubled down on it and made it the fourth Thursday of every month. And it's a beautiful holiday. So that's our opening thoughts on Thanksgiving. We're going to take a little break, and then we're going to come back and we're going to have a couple of these leftover grandkids who are still here with us. We're going to put them on with us, and who knows what they might say.
No, we don't
They're
know.
11 years old. Well, one's 10, and
One's 10, one's 11. Yep. And they're quite the personalities. So we're excited. We're crossing our fingers.
stay tuned, and we'll be right out back after this brief break.
Welcome back to Iyer's on the Road. Here's Richard and Linda Iyer.
And we're back on Iyer's on the Road, and we're joined by, I don't know, would you say, Linda, two of our very favorite grandkids?
Oh, of course. Don't tell anybody, you guys, that
don't
we ever
tell
said
anyone.
That.
But we have our grandkids divided into groups, and there's one group that's called the Maze, M-A-Z-E. And Zara, why do we call your group the Maze?
Because we have a cousin, my cousin named Mila, who's here with us. My cousin named Anina, she lives in Switzerland. Me, Zara, and then all of our last names are Iyer, so that's what the E is.
There's the Maze. That's what it is. And Mila, are you the youngest member of the Maze?
Yep.
I think you are. Okay, so we wanted the listeners to know a little about our Thanksgiving yesterday. So Zara and Mila, we'll start with Zara and then Mila, and tell us what you liked most about Thanksgiving yesterday. Zara?
That we were just like all together with everyone, and that like we had a lot of people here, and we had some people from Puerto Rico that came, and it was very fun like talking with them.
Actually, was it Guatemala. Really Puerto Rico?
Guatemala.
There you go. How about you, Mila?
My favorite part was kind of like Zora, how she said everyone was together, and also the dessert.
Oh, the dessert. That was really good. So, girls, what I want to know is, first of all, you're pretty blessed to have a lot of cousins. Have you calculated how many cousins you have in total?
No.
Well, on our side of the family, there's 34 grandkids. So that means each of you have 33 cousins just on our side. And I don't even know on the other side of your family.
Oh, I think there's just about equal amounts on these two girls on the other side.
I'd like to have a little discussion of why cousins are, well, first of all, how important are cousins? Are they as important as friends?
They're more important than friends.
Why do you think that?
Because they're like, they're always going to be like there for you. Yeah. And like, that you're like related to them.
Okay. So are they, if you were to say, if you have siblings, like your brothers and sisters, and then you have cousins, and then you have friends, where do cousins fit in? Are they more like friends, or are they more like siblings, or are they a little like both? What do you think?
Mila, what do you think?
Well, cousins are both in... Cousins are both in different ways because they're friends, because they're not as important as your family, but they still are like pretty important. And then they're like your siblings because they're related to you.
Oh, interesting. What would you say, Zara?
I would sort of say the same thing. Like they're not like as like important as they're like more important than friends. Like, they're like closer to you than your friends, but they're not important like to you as your siblings are. So, like, in the middle.
Right in the middle. Okay. And where do you guys really get into it with your cousins and spend a lot of time with them every year?
Bear Lake.
Bear Lake. That's kind of Cousinville, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. It's like cousins here and there and everywhere.
Now, one thing we try to do every year with our little grandkid groups is we go on trips, and they're called motorhome trips, but they aren't always motorhome trips. Mm-hmm. The first ones were motorhome trips, but what do you think the Maze will end up doing?
Mila and really want put persuade. She really convinced me and Anina to do a motorhome trip, so I guess we're doing that, and it will be super fun. So,
So you want to do the motorhome trip? But what are the other options?
A
You can go
cruise
and you can fly in a plane.
Yeah, you can fly in a plane somewhere.
Or you could go on a cruise.
Yeah.
Or let's see, what else have we done with any of them? Oh, we took one group to Las Vegas. That was kind of crazy.
Dang.
Yeah, but it's pretty fun because the thing that's kind of even may have more cooler about cousins is sometimes they can be exactly your same age or almost exactly, and you're not going to get that with your siblings. You got big brothers, little
Little sisters,
brothers,
baby brothers.
baby brothers, but with cousins, boom, they're your buddies, they're your peers, right? And is it kind of fun to have cousins that live all over the world?
Yeah.
Like Anina, she lives in Switzerland.
Yeah.
And like if we ever get to visit her, it's so cool, like seeing like where she lives and like the difference like of like Switzerland compared to like Utah.
Yeah, there's a good point.
That is.
Well, for your final question, unless you have other comments at the end, yesterday we were telling, in the first half of the show, we were telling the listeners that we went around the table and everyone said their two biggest blessings for the year. And I'd like you girls to try to remember and tell what your two biggest
Well, maybe
blessings
even
are.
just one, if you can only remember one.
Okay, I think we were downstairs with the little kids when we did
Okay,
that.
Mila, what are your two biggest blessings for Thanksgiving?
My biggest blessings, the first one is probably
Wheels are turning, wheels are turning. Come ahead. Sorry, you want to go? Oh, what was it?
My savior, Jesus Christ.
There you go. Your
Aww.
Savior Jesus Christ. That's about the best one there is. Zara, what's one of yours?
Sorry, I was yawning. Probably my family, because this year I've had a little bit of like trouble with my friends and my parents, like especially, and my siblings have really just helped me gotten through that.
Friends can be a little rough for an 11-year-old, huh?
Yeah, they're hard sometimes. That's so nice that they did really help you a lot to get through that.
What movie are we going to today?
Mr. Peabody.
The Wicked. No,
Oh,
Mila, we're going downstairs. Little kids are watching Mr. Peabody performance. But
we
we're
are
seeing
watching
Wicked.
Wicked.
I'm really excited. This is her first time, which is gonna
Wait,
I
whose first
mean
time?
my first time and Mila's second time because she went with her sister on her birthday like 4 days ago.
Oh wow, I didn't
Oh.
even know that. But one of the what's one of our grandfather's secrets that's sort of brought out in the movie? And I don't know, can you guys sing any of it?
Well, what number is it?
Popular.
No, good popularity comes from being nice to everyone and it lasts. Bad popularity comes from being nice to only certain people and it doesn't.
That's one of our secrets, isn't it? So we're gonna.
Popular. That's
Okay,
not.
good singing. All right. Thanks, girls. Grammy, any final questions for these
No,
two?
we're so grateful for
You're
these two.
awesome
They're
girls.
great examples for all of their younger
Siblings.
cousins and of course their siblings too. So thank you,
Get
girls.
excited. We're
You're
going to
welcome.
Wicked in 1 hour. Get yourselves excited. Did you hear that last part? Thank you, listeners.
We get a kick out of these kids, and we know a lot of you have grandchildren as well, and obviously children, but it's so fun to hear from their mouths what just falls out.
All right. Well, we are pretty excited about having grandkids around here. So you guys just remember that we love our grandkids. That was a little risky. You never know. Mila's a little shy, but she got out. Zara does not have a problem with
No,
shyness.
she's been making movies for her a cousin who's into advertising down at BYU. And yeah, no, she's never shy about saying something.
And there's Linda's watch going off. So we're just a little discombobulated today. But I do want to say, I think A lot of you, we don't know the exact profile of our Ayers on the Road audience, but we know a lot of you are grandparents. We think most of the rest of you are parents. We don't think we have a
Any
abundance of teenage
teenagers.
listeners. But it is so interesting to watch family dynamics. And I sometimes think, Linda, that maybe listeners think, oh, there's the Ayers again with their big perfect family and everything's just hunky-dory. Boy, we face a lot of issues and a lot of problems and a lot of things to work on. But having said that, we were just laying in bed this morning as we woke up thinking how remarkable it is to watch children grow and to watch relationships form within a family. And those little girls actually nailed it pretty well. That cousins, I think cousins are something in our world that's more important than we really know, because kids, as they grow, go through a lot of machinations and difficulties with peers, and there's a lot of adjustments to be made. And even little Zara there, who's
Yeah,
pretty
Zara's
outgoing,
really had a tough year.
she's at
And,
a tough time
you
where
know,
kids are as clicky
going
and
through these hard times when kids are so mean, kids are mean sometimes. And you just think, wow, I just,
they fall back on their cousins, which is a kind of a beautiful thing.
yeah, it is. And their parents, you heard her, how much that meant to her for her parents to work that through with her. So there's a lot of stuff going on that we don't talk about.
Yeah.
Really hard things here. We know you have hard things there. There's always relationship issues and little hurt feelings and so on. But by and large, Thanksgiving's a good time to bring it all together.
And we're more and more, I mean, our writing and a lot of our speaking these days has to do with three generation families. And it's always a little tough because, you know, we don't assume things. I mean, a lot of people would have a hard time defining what their three generation family is. Maybe they're estranged from their grown parents, or maybe their parents have passed on. But it is true that most families have at least a remnant, or at least three generations to some degree. Most kids today were blessed with longevity, and most children growing up have grandparents who are alive. And the three generation family, I think, is going to be the solution of it's going to be the salvation of our society as we drift further and further into anxiety and depression, and a lot of the problems our kids face, caused so often by social media and by peer interaction and by envy and so on. And to have a family to drop back on, which is not just your siblings and not just your parents, but for children to have cousins that they get together with, and to have aunts and uncles who really, that was another thing yesterday, Linda, watching our children interact and support and encourage their siblings' children, their little nieces and nephews. Sometimes an aunt or an uncle has just enough social distance to help a child and relate to a child in a way that the parents can't. And we love that our kids will ask each other, "Hey, I need some help with so and so. Will you talk to him a little?" They look up to you. You're their uncle, you're their aunt. And it's just a beautiful thing.
I do have to say in closing that I have a sister who's, you've probably never known anybody who's had more problems.
Oh, gosh. And
Oh my goodness, she's had
it's not her
such a
fault.
hard time. It is not. Her husband passed away 20 years ago and she's had to deal with so many issues. I mean, alcoholism, addictions, divorces. She's on her fourth divorce and there's so many hard things. Including the worst divorce of
Not your
all that she just went
sister's
through.
on her fourth divorce,
No,
but
no, no.
among her
Kids and
children,
her
she's,
family and
yeah.
so on have just been so hard. And yet they had a beautiful Thanksgiving yesterday
Yeah.
with the ones that are left, the core people who love each other. And of course, they love all of them, but there are some really hard things. in life.
So
So we can really do
it's
that.
a messy business, this
It is
family,
a
but it is
messy world.
so beautiful, so beautiful. And
So.
we hope all of you are reflecting and will continue to as the Christmas season on the greatest gifts of all are our families. And we love all of you. We feel like we share a lot with you, and we feel that you're our peers, and we're all linked together by our effort to make our family stronger.
So thanks for joining, and we'll see you next time on Hires on the Road.
Bye till
Bye-bye.
then.